This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, the business station. It is that time of night. I'm Rich Bradbury.
And I'm Madeline Chung.
And joining us in the studio is illustrator, filmmaker, man traveling the world for forever.
Everything.
Welcome to the show. Introduce yourself. Tell me who you are.
Hello, guys. Thank you very much for having me here. My name is Chin Yu, and I'm exactly what he just said.
Ah, there we go. So, interestingly, you two met at Comic-Con.
Yes. His booth was right across our booth. So, yeah.
So, that's how you met, and that's why he's here today, is it?
I spotted him because his T-shirts
hung
there.
And he's cute.
Yeah, cute young man. There's like comics on the table. Like, come on.
So, how often did you kind of go across to his booth and have a look at his...
Only once.
Yes. I was counting only once.
Oh, Adeline, I thought you'd be a bit more, you know,
I'm
on the ball.
I'm shy, come on. I'm shy.
Shy?
I just went to his booth. Excuse me, what are you doing right here? What are these? And he started explaining.
Uh-huh.
You got a pledge. I'm like,
Okay, so what line did she use to get you here on the show? What did she say to you?
I would like to interview you.
Ah.
Not in that kind of manner.
She does sound a bit like that on a weekend. I've heard her. Anyway, folks, if you want to get in touch, we are on Twitter, of course. We're at BFMTTON or at BFM Radio. You want to take part in the competition? We'll be giving you more details about that a little bit later on. 016-201-9000. Don't forget to include your full name, your IC, and why you should win. It's that easy, right?
016-201-9000. Make sure you tell us why do you deserve to win as well.
So stories we have later on today are about somebody being possessed, a mobile passport, mm-hmm. and a woman that went missing for 10 years. All sounds very exciting. But in the meantime, Chin Yu, tell me, right? So I've seen some of the stuff that you're doing right now. Mm-hmm. I want to talk a little bit about Patreon a little bit later on in the show.
Okay.
But before we do that, you had this whole 30-day artist thing.
Right.
A while ago, right? 2007, 2008, was it?
2004 or 5.
Oh, 2004 or 5. And then you disappeared for 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
What were you doing?
I was traveling and working.
Traveling
like
and
most
working.
Of us do.
Where did you travel to?
Yeah, where did you go?
I first went Jakarta, and then Japan, and then New York, and then I went back to Angola.
Mm-hmm. Angola?
Luanda, yes. And then went to Prague, and then Germany,
uh-huh.
and then Colombia, and then Belgium.
Okay, so you covered most of the whole entire map. Were you there for holidays or...
I was traveling and working at the same time, so yeah.
Working on your comics and all? Or?
No, I actually stopped working on my comics when I decided to travel. Mm-hmm. So I think that travel was sort of like taking a break. But then I told myself I'm going to retire from, you know, like how most artists are, we are all dramatic and all.
I'm sick and tired of it.
Yeah.
I can't live like this.
I can't draw anymore.
Yeah, so that's the travel. That's mainly what it's about, to find myself again. And
for 5 years you've been traveling?
For 5 years, but... But it doesn't sound that long.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah, it doesn't sound that long. So, I mean, looking back, it just felt like a segment of each part just went by like that, like episode one and two.
Right.
It just felt like a 5-episode miniseries.
Previously.
It didn't feel that long. Like.
So it's like previously on Chin Yu. I mean, but of the places that you went, because clearly you've come back and you obviously something whilst you're away inspired you to kind of get back on the wagon, as it were, and start drawing again and making a career. Where was it, do you think, that spark returned?
Well, I would say it's an accumulation of every places I went. Like when I was in Luanda, Angola, I sort of learned what freedom is about.
Right.
Then when I was in Prague, I learned what being free is about.
Mm-hmm.
And when I was in New York, I learned what's synchronicity and what's anything could happen, you know. And then when I was in Colombia, I learned how similar we are with the West. Mm. The colors and everything, the people, the language, the color of the food. I mean, the food in Colombia, their color, it's almost like our nasi kandar.
Really?
And yeah, wow. But the only difference is when you taste it, it's really different. It's
right.
You know, so... So yeah, so I guess the moment where I decide to actually do it all over again, I would say when I was back in Malaysia.
Right. Very interesting stuff. Right, folks, we're going to take a break. We've got some ads coming up. Quick reminder, 016-201-9000. We're giving stuff away this evening. Listen out for those little adverts and you'll hear everything. Right, Addy, right?
Yes, so tell us, why do you deserve to win?
Okay, we'll do. Right, we'll be back in a minute, folks. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. BFM 89.9, The Business Station. It is that time of night. I'm Rich Bradbury.
And I'm Madeline Chung.
I'm Chin Yu.
Okay, so just before the break, we're asking him about his world travels and a few of the bits and pieces we'll come to cover a little bit more later on. Very quick reminder, 016-201-9000. Listen out for the adverts. We'll give you something free if you win. All you got to do is answer the question, give us your full name, your IC, and why you should win. Simple as that.
Simple. And right. Google is your best friend.
Google is your best friend. Get in touch via Twitter, at BFMTTON or at BFM Radio. Our guest this evening is Chin Yu. He's an illustrator and a filmmaker and a whole bunch of other stuff wrapped in a nice, tasty little bow. Right?
Are you still doing film right now?
Yes, I still shoot commercials and shoot short film sometimes, yeah.
What are the works that you're actually covering now?
Mostly corporate clients, mm-hmm. like brands.
Mm-hmm. 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 He's been very clear
name,
about
I no, know.
No, yeah, very professional, of course.
What, you expect me to say my client?
No.
Well, I could.
Well, kind of, you know, yeah. But it doesn't matter. So you, what I want to talk to you now then is about this whole idea of Patreon.
Sorry?
Right? Of Patreon.
Right.
Okay. So for those of you who are listening and have not heard about it, it's kind of it's crowdsourcing, right?
Yes.
But it's done slightly different. A lot of stuff like Kickstarter, you throw money at it, you get a little bit something back, and then that's kind of it.
Yep.
Whereas Patreon is a different kind of concept. Can you explain to us just a little bit about what it is?
Okay, the major difference with Patreon with Kickstarter is Kickstarter, as you said, it's a one-off pledge. But for Patreon, that's actually two ways patrons can pledge. One is monthly. And one, the other way, it's per post. So so the patrons actually get to control of how much they would like, what's their maximum pledge if it's per post. And then they, and they can decide every each month how much they should pledge for an artist.
Or is there like a minimum pledge?
Yes, it always starts with a dollar.
Okay. Mm. So essentially the idea is, the idea of the struggling artist who has no money and doesn't have a patron to give them money, this kind of is... was created to help fill that gap, right?
That's correct.
So somebody can come along and say, right, I want to give this guy a dollar per month to make sure he still produces his artwork. And it's not limited to like paintings and illustration. There's musicians. There's a whole bunch of other kind of different types of artists involved, right?
That's correct. If you can think about it, then you can use the platform any way you want. So it's not necessary for an artist.
Right. So how much has it started to help you now? Has it been a useful kind of platform?
Yeah, it sort of forces me to do art every day. Like I've lots of patrons I have to answer to.
Yeah.
And then it helps me with my discipline that I should always plan my work properly now and what should I show them and what I shouldn't show them, because this is serious business. You
right.
know? People are actually giving you money, so you can't screw it up.
Right,
so,
right.
So yeah, but it's not generating that much of money meanwhile to date. But yet, at the same time, I'm kind of like how it's so small, because now currently I've only got 59 patrons. So I can sort of lay out what I actually want to tell people. In a smaller, because I might feel quite uncomfortable if I was knowing there's millions of pledges, but I'm just saying it now. But right. Imagine you get a million pledges.
He's hoping for that, folks. You know?
A million pledges, like right. a dollar, that's like $1 million, dude. I don't have to work
right. forever.
Ever.
Right.
And just, you know.
But I mean, when they've kind of signed up to be your patron, what else do they have to do? Anything?
That's it, actually.
They just give you the money per month or per post, and they're kind of disassociated almost.
Yeah, basically you just a patron, you just need to sign up and then give them your card details. It could be debit, it could be credit, or it could be just PayPal. And every month the system will automatically
yes.
will deduct a dollar from your bank account.
Right. All right.
Okay.
So what if like, you know, before like for example in Comic-Con, people actually patronize your store, your booth, to actually grab like either a comic book or a t-shirt as well. What if they don't pay you? What if they don't pledge?
Well,
they don't get stuff.
I'll be very heartbroken.
No, at Comic-Con, he would actually get someone to actually get them to take whatever is on the booth.
I see.
And then after that, you just get an email address. You would actually hunt them down, right? How
yes,
do you
I'll
hunt them down?
I'll just...
You only have their email addresses, right?
Yes, I usually take their email address.
Yeah.
And then I'll just send them a reminder like, hey, you've taken my comic. Would you like to pledge? So usually people like say, okay, why not?
No, I mean, I think it's a great idea. I mean,
yeah.
Because, I mean, I've seen artists, you know, who literally are struggling to do the work every day. and they don't often sell their stuff, or they decide that, or maybe this one I don't want to sell, or maybe that one I don't want to sell. But when you have this group of people who are behind you and saying, look, we like your work, we'd like to see it being developed more, I think the idea behind it is a great idea.
Yep.
Right.
But apart from, you know, you being at Comic-Con the other day, you know, how do you generate more people to come and pledge?
Now I'm still starting at a very comfortable level, which I not plan to go to full-fledged now. So yeah. I guess this is sort of the official first time that I'm going public that I'm doing this. Mm. So I start with just my friends and family, because I like it to be a very tight community that I'm doing this work for. And then with the comic con, it's because I want to find comic people to like my stuff, and you know, and I don't normally sell to everyone when I'm at my table. You see, because usually people who go to cons are toy,
right?
Yeah.
Toy lovers, and you know, and my comics is not really that kind of superhero type of comics. And
well, let's talk about your comics now. Then, I mean, how did it start, and what was the first story that you actually put down in ink?
The first story I actually put down on ink. Well, it really go way.
We're going way back now.
I guess probably when I was 13.
Oh, really? That
13?
Wow.
I mean, if you're saying like, because all of us start with pencils,
right?
Yeah.
Right,
and
right.
The exercise books in school, and you do your doodle and everything. It's only when I was 13 when I discovered superhero comics, and I saw how those original pages were inked with pens, and so I started buying pens and technical pens and try on inking on pencil, and I looked like, wow, my pencil just got one step more professional. So yeah.
But the stuff that you're working on now and the stuff that you've got working on Patreon as well, the concertina or the accordion style book.
Yes.
How you don't see them very much anymore. What was the decision behind that?
Well, when I create, I have no, like most of my works and concept, I don't usually plan so far ahead of how that book's supposed to look like. You know, I always start with the pencils and then and then the drawings, and then I lay them on Photoshop, and then I talk to the printers and we decide how the book's going to be. It's only when I did this new book called Two Ghosts, as I did the whole process without planning everything, I was laying them out on Photoshop and everything, you know, like one page, two, then the spread, and then left again, then the right. When I reached almost at the end of the story, and I realized I've messed it up. I've got the spread page wrong. Like got cut off halfway. So I was like, oh man, I have to go back all the way back, or I could cheat and just add another page. And it took me a while until I met these guys who are called Ruma Amo. They are fantastic bookmakers. So we talk about it, and then that's how we decided maybe it could be an accordion size. And then somehow it works, you know, like the last few panels for that book, it's sort of like it was meant to be in an accordion size where you actually pull it out and you see the sequence of each panel in one page, and it's like watching an animation, but live.
It's great.
Wow.
It's great
physical.
Idea. Great idea. Okay, folks, we need to take a break. We will be back, of course, shortly with news from page two. It's been a nice little chat, though. That's why we're going to push it off to later on. Anyway, folks, you are listening to That Time of Night here on BFM 89.9. We'll be right back after these messages. Don't go anywhere. BFM 89.9, the business station. It is that time of night. I'm Rich Bradbury.
And I'm Madeline Chung.
And I'm Chin Yu.
He's worried he's talking too much, you know. But we love this kind of guest.
We love guests like that, right?
We've had some others that have not been so talkative, right?
Pretty much. But Chin Yu, go ahead. No worries.
Keep chatting.
Okay.
Right, so before the break, we were talking about accordion-style books. We were talking about round-the-world trips. We've been talking about all that kind of stuff. It is now time, folks, for news from page two. Sounds a bit like this.
What's all the shouting?
Adeline.
Yes, I'm going to be talking about a new app.
Oh, didn't you already do new apps last week?
No, trust me, this app
is always
just
this app, that app.
Hear me out, okay? This app is just amazing. So if you're at the immigration, smartphone is all you need.
Smartphone is all you need if
you want to skip lines at the U.S. immigration and customs at the airports.
Okay.
Yeah. So what you do is, before I go, the process.
Mm-hmm.
So this app is called Mobile Passport. So it's a free app. It's available on Android and iOS. All you have to do when you're entering into your passport and travel information, when you want to fill it up. So usually you would actually when you arrive at airport or when you're on a flight, you have to fill up the forms. So much hassle.
Yes.
Okay, maybe when, while you're asleep, they will actually give you the card and wake you up.
Uh-huh.
But this time, even though if you're in airplane mode, you can actually key in your information.
Right.
And then you can submit it.
Okay, does it have...
Even though it's on airplane mode.
Does it have a virtual pass me through TSA kind of thing as well? Because that would be nice.
What it didn't mention.
Well, that's... I mean, this is the thing, right? These apps are great. It kind of gets you through one gate, but then you get to the TSA and you're like, yeah, I had that exam in last month. You know what I mean?
Yep.
But the thing is that this app, the app generates a receipt for you, so to pass through the immigration checkpoints. Now, it's only available only in the States.
Of course.
Available only 5 airports.
Only 5 airports. Oh, well, it's a start.
Yeah, okay. So the airports like Jackson, Atlanta, Miami, Seattle, Chicago, and San Fran.
Okay. I see the idea behind this. I think it's...
It's good. It's definitely great. I mean, and it's also authorized by the U.S. Customs and Border Protection as well. But the thing is that, I mean, why is everything started off in the U.S. and it just ends right there? I'm just thinking, will they actually expand this app to other countries as well?
You mean you want to bring it here?
Yeah.
Really? Here?
Why not?
I don't want to say anything wrong about our immigration here, but our immigration here, my word. You could write a comic book about this, to be fair.
Okay.
And it would make me laugh all the way through it. Because it would be a comedy of errors.
Well, for us locals, not you, Richard.
So
when we arrive back in KL, we don't have to fill out forms.
I know.
Okay, yes. Only you have to.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yes.
But if we go to other places, other countries, we definitely have to fill out forms. And trust me, not all of us would actually carry a pen with us.
That's what you ask the air hostess for.
That's when you get to check them out, right?
So I wouldn't do that. I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, right. But yeah, I mean, like, you know, other places, you know, instead of just 5 airports in the US, other
All
countries
right.
would be
okay.
great.
Okay.
No, you don't think so?
I just don't like the idea of trusting my personal data to a smartphone app going through an airport.
If the app would actually save the hassle.
Well, yeah. It saves me hassle at Starbucks. That I feel safe about. You know?
Maybe you should come out an app for Starbucks then.
They got one.
They do?
It's on your phone, your wallet.
It's
check
not
your,
on
check
my
your
phone.
Wallet. It is. It's in your wallet. Have a look.
Oh.
Okay. Right, Chin Yu, you have a story for us.
Very fun. Sorry?
What? You have a story for us, right? About?
About 12 students from a pharmaceutical. I actually practiced to say that.
Okay.
Before I came. Pharmaceutical.
Uh-huh.
And then?
It just rolls off the tongue.
They were having this Halloween party and suddenly... Star said 20, Taipei News said 12. So I guess 12 people got possessed. Did I see correct?
Possessed. Yes.
Yeah.
How did this happen? What were they doing? Do you know?
Well, apparently the news said they were just having a party and then there was some big screen of lights with...
Oh my word.
Black haunted...
I wonder, were they playing... What's that board game called?
The Ouija board.
The Ouija board. Were they playing that? I'm just wondering.
I wouldn't know, but... But the funny thing, it's after when they got possessed, then they would decide to go to the temple to get an exorcist.
Yeah.
Man, why did I choose a story? Oh, the word's so hard to pronounce.
So, and then?
And then they would try to exorcise. Did I use
the word
exorcise?
Yes.
The ghosts out of the 12 pharmaceutical students.
So 12 of them, they walked to the temple. Themselves.
Someone actually brought it. It was like big panic. It's like, oh, they got possessed. And yeah, so...
My word.
But the funny thing, it's the pharmaceutical look. So that's the future of Taiwan pharmacy.
Oh, right.
See, there
was an interesting case study here that I remember reading years ago about an MNC that had a base in Sarawak, I think it was. And they had this problem where young girls were getting regularly possessed, and I say that in quotation marks, whilst they were working. And it was a regular thing. These girls would get up and they would scream at their managers and they would do all of this kind of stuff and they would go crazy. And then this MNC came forward and said, okay, feel free to get possessed, but we now have a 3 strikes and you're out rule. So if you get possessed more than 3 times, you lose your job. All of a sudden, possession stopped.
Damn.
Right? Have a think about that.
Hmm.
So essentially, being possessed gives you the excuse to scream at your manager without any kind of comeback. I think it's a smart idea.
It is.
Smart idea.
Shall I do that to Richard?
I have never been possessed. Okay, my question for today is about a Chinese woman.
Your question?
My question, my story. You knew what I meant. So this Chinese woman, she was presumed dead for 10 years. And they found her, not dead.
Mm.
It would have been skeletal at this point. They actually found her living inside an internet cafe.
Huh?
Huh?
Yeah. So at 14 years old, she had a big argument with her parents and decided to just skip out, you know, and just never come back. So all she's been doing for the last 10 years is playing this game called Crossfire.
No.
Have you heard of this game?
No.
It's like a poor man's version of CSGO, right? So it's just a shoot 'em up, a first-person shooter. She's disappeared. She's been living the entire time going from one internet cafe to another.
What?
And people have been giving her a bit of food here and there. She's been doing her a little bit of a job here and there. Her mother has never changed the phone number in those 10 years, hoping that the daughter would come back. So one day, fairly recently, the police walked in and found this girl and said that she looks a little bit scruffy. She, you know, needs a bit of cleaning up. They checked her details. They found out that she'd been using false documentation.
Mm-hmm.
Actually found out her real name. Mm. Put her back in touch with her parents. And fined her about 700 ringgit for using false documentation. But now she'd been reunited with her parents.
Well, is this a Malaysian story?
No. Can you guess where it is?
China?
Correct. Well done. You win 10 points. Right. We're almost out of time, but of course it is time for Smarty Pants. It sounds just a little bit like this.
Smarty Pants.
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 Smarty Pants. Smarty Pants.
Okay, dude, right, here's the thing. 3 minutes to answer as many questions as you possibly can.
Okay.
If you don't know the answer, say skip and we move right along. All right? So, the trick is not to stay on one question if you don't know the answer. Just say skip so we can get through.
Okay.
Get through as many questions as you can.
Okay.
Your 3 minutes start now. Jack Bauer is a character from which TV show? 24 or Alias?
24.
Doctors used to taste a patient's urine for sweetness to diagnose which disease?
Skip.
For which movie did Sylvester Stallone get Oscar nominations for both Best Actor and Best Screenplay?
Rocky.
True or false? World War II began in the year 1939.
World War II?
Yes.
False.
It's true. What was the original name of Facebook before it was changed? The Facebook or Picture?
Skip.
Who does the voice of Anna in the 2013 movie Frozen? Miley Cyrus or Kristen Bell?
Skip.
What is the only thing Mufasa is afraid of in the movie The Lion King? Dying or losing Simba?
Losing Simba.
What evil organization does James Bond often battle?
Skip!
Okay. True or false? The theory of evolution was described by Darwin's book on the origin of the species.
Yes.
The OC is in the OC is for Orange County. What US state is the county in? California or Washington?
Skip.
What former 90s Prime Minister of New Zealand shared a name with an American documentarian? Jim Bolger or Michael Moore?
Skip.
True or false? Eyebrow is a real town in Canada?
Yes.
Who became Hungary's richest citizen at age 36 thanks to a toy he developed as a lecturer? Erno Slinky or Erno Rubik?
Rubik.
What 1975 blockbuster about sharks made people afraid to go in the water?
Jaws.
How many eyes does a cyclops have?
One.
What is a nappy, a diaper or a bikini?
A diaper.
Who followed Kofi Annan as head of the United Nations? John Kerry or Ban Ki-moon?
Ban Ki-moon.
Correct. What entire continent is covered by the 672 International Dialing Code? Australia or Antarctica?
Antarctica.
Babushka is the word for grandma in which European language? German or Russian?
Russian.
Very good. True or false? Salvador is a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle?
No.
From which meat are buffalo wings made of? Chicken or beef?
Chicken.
Roughly, what shapes are most planets? Spheres or ovals?
Spheres.
What industry was the focus for the TV show Scrubs? Architecture or medical?
Medical.
Which fact best relates to Henry Ford? He was the pioneer of civil rights or he produced an affordable car?
Second one.
Correct. Which country did the USSR invade in 1979? China or Afghanistan?
Skip.
In the film Pacific Rim, humans are attacked by what? Makos or kaijus?
Kaijus!
On the flag of which country would you find the most stars?
What? No clue? Skip.
No clue. What does Popeye have tattooed on each of his forearms? An anchor or a can of spinach?
An anchor!
Whose evil plans did He-Man always thwart? Skeletor or Muscletor?
Skeletor!
Say it, well done. A lot of dings. We're going to take a break. Some ads coming back, and we'll be right back. I can't even speak anymore. You're listening to That Time of Night here on BFM 89.9. BFM 89.9, the business station. It is that time of night. I'm Rich Bradbury.
And I'm Madeleine Chung.
And I'm Chin Yu.
We had a lot of dings there, didn't we, just before the break?
We did.
Dingy, ding, 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 ding.
And he sounded like happy that. As well because he started laughing at the beginning of the show.
I sounded just like Happy Frog then. Ding, ding, ding. Oh, gosh. Okay, folks, yeah, so as you know, just before the break, we're asking a whole bunch of questions about nothing that he does for a living. What
it's
is wrong
Monday,
with me today?
Richard.
Oh, gosh.
It's a Monday.
So,
you're forgiven. I'm forgiven.
So we better go through some of the questions that he got wrong first. Come on, Adeline. Get your stuff together.
Tell me what's wrong with me.
Yeah, what's wrong with me? All right, so the first one, doctors used to taste a patient's urine for sweetness to diagnose what disease is diabetes. What was the original name of Facebook before it was changed? It's The Facebook. What does the voice of Anna in the 2013 movie Frozen? It's Kristen Bell. What evil organization does James Bond often battle? Spectre. And finally, the OC in The O.C.,
The O.C. Right. Ah, see,
the
you
OC.
Did the same thing.
The O.C. in the O.C. is for Orange County. What U.S. state is that county in? It's California.
That was a mouthful.
Yeah, who wrote that question?
Right, they're fired, whoever it is. Fired. Right, so let's have one of these.
Ladies and gentlemen, Chin Yu scored 20 points.
Well done. Well done. Average is around 14. So you're above average, as Adeline used to call our guests.
Hey, don't bring it up
you're
again.
You're average. And you'd be like, oh, that guest's never coming back, are they? Okay, so it's almost time to wrap up. It's almost time to give our facts. But before we do that, Chin Yu, if people want to donate or they want to patronize or whatever, where can they find you?
They can find me at Patreon, patreon.com/, and then my name, Chin Yu, Chin. YEW.
Awesome. Instagram, you got one of those?
Yes, Instagram. It's Ashingtray.
Ashingtray?
Yeah, Ashtray with an ING.
Okay, Ashingtray. Awesome. Right, so it's time for some facts.
Me first.
Okay, fine.
Okay, so I only have one fact. So more than 1 million immigrants became legal permanent residents of the United States in 2011.
Okay. I've got one about soap. Kind of.
Did you drop your soap?
No, I did not drop the soap. Right. Oh, my word. Something on your mind today, is there? When not exposed to insects, human corpses can remain relatively intact due to fatty tissue cells going through a process that turns them into hydroxysteric and hydroxypalmitic acid and other isteric compounds. Essentially, your body turns into soap.
Okay.
On that happy note,
it's a Monday.
We're going to call it a night. Thank you very much for tuning in this evening, ladies and gentlemen. And we'll be back.
Good night, all.
Good night. Night-night. Say good night.
Good night.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.